The sixth Sunday after the Epiphany. Mass. Introit. Adore God, all ye his angels. Sion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced. The Lord hath reigned, let the earth rejoice, let many islands be glad. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Collect. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that ever meditating on such things as are reasonable, we may, both in word and deed, carry out the things which are pleasing unto thee. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Thessalonians. 1. Chapter 1. Brethren, we give thanks to God always for you all, making a remembrance of you in our prayers without ceasing, being mindful of the work of your faith and labor and charity, and of the enduring of the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved of God, your election. For our gospel hath not been to you in word only, but in power also, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much fullness, as you know what manner of men we have been among you for your sakes. And you became followers of us, and of the Lord, receiving the word in much tribulation, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were made a pattern to all that believe, in Macedonia and in Achaia. For from you was spread abroad the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but also in every place your faith, which is towards God, is gone forth, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves relate of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised up from the dead, Jesus, who hath delivered us from the wrath to come. The praise which the Apostle here gives to the Thessalonians for their fervor in the faith they had embraced conveys a reproach to the Christians of our own times. These neophytes of Thessalonica, who a short time before were worshippers of idols, had become so earnest in the practice of the Christian religion that even the apostle is filled with admiration. We are the descendants of countless Christian ancestors. We received our regeneration by baptism at our first coming into the world. We were taught the doctrine of Jesus Christ from our earliest childhood. And yet, our faith is not so strong, or our lives so holy, as were those of the early Christians. Their main occupation was serving the living and true God, and waiting for the coming of their Savior. Our hope is precisely the same as that which made their hearts so fervent. How comes it that our faith is not like theirs in its generosity? We love this present life as though we had not the firm conviction that it is to pass away. As far as depends upon us, we are handing down to future generations a Christianity very different from that which our Savior established, which the apostles preached, and which the pagans of the first ages thought they were bound to purchase at any price or sacrifice. Gradual. The Gentiles shall fear thy name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. For the Lord hath built up Zion, and he shall be seen in his glory. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord hath reigned, let the earth rejoice. Let many islands be glad. Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Chapter 13. At that time, Jesus spoke to the multitude this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in the branches thereof. Another parable he spoke to them. The kingdom of heaven is like to leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, until the whole was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke in parables to the multitudes, and without parables he did not speak to them, that the word might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. Our Lord here teaches us, under the symbolism of 2 parables, what we are to believe concerning his church, which is his kingdom, a kingdom that rises indeed here on the earth, but is to be perfected in heaven. What is this grain of mustard seed, which is hidden underground, is unseen by man's eye, then appears as the least of herbs, but finally becomes a tree? It is the word of God, at first hidden in Judea, trampled on by man's malice, even so as to be buried in a tomb, but at length rising triumphantly and reaching rapidly to every part of the world. Scarcely had 100 years elapsed since Jesus was put to death, when his church was vigorous even far beyond the limits of the Roman Empire. During the past 19 centuries, every possible effort has been made to uproot the tree of God. Persecution, diplomacy, human wisdom, all have tried, and all have but wasted their time. True, they succeeded from time to time in severing a branch, but another grew in its place, for the sap of the tree is vigorous beyond measure. The birds that come and dwell upon it are, as the Holy Fathers interpret it, the souls of men aspiring to the eternal goods of the better world. If we are worthy of our name of Christians, we shall love this tree and find our rest and safety nowhere but beneath its shade. The woman of whom the second parable speaks is the church, our mother. It was she that, from the commencement of Christianity, took the teaching of her divine master and hid it in the very hearts of men, making it the leaven of their salvation. The 3 measures of meal which she leavened into bread are the 3 great families of mankind, the 3 that came from the children of Noah, who are the 3 fathers of the whole human race. Let us love this mother, and let us bless that heavenly leaven which made us become children of God by making us children of the church. Offertory. The right hand of the Lord hath wrought strength, the right hand of the Lord hath exalted me. I shall not die but live, and shall declare the works of the Lord. Secret. May this oblation, O God, we beseech thee, cleanse, renew, govern, and protect us. Communion. All wondered at the words that came from the mouth of God. Post-communion. Being fed, O Lord, with heavenly dainties, we beseech thee that we may always hunger after them, for by them we have true life.